The end of the year saw many losses. Former President Jimmy Carter, tabla maestro Zakir Hussain, former Indian Prime Minister Manmohan Singh, to name a few. Flower Silliman probably didn't make those media lists of people we lost in 2024. But her death left its own void in Kolkata. For years, she had been the ambassador-in-chief for Kolkata's little Jewish community. Now, that community, barely 20-plus, has shrunk a little more. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. Silliman's death at 94 was ironically an occasion for the shuttered Magan David Synagogue in Kolkata to open its doors again. For her memorial, the students of the Jewish Girls' School of Kolkata, where she'd once studied, came together to sing. Except the names of the girls singing this traditional Jewish hymn don't sound very Jewish at all.
Masina, Masina.
Alina, Anika, Shumayasha,
Fatima, Anasha.
Almost all the students at the Jewish Girls' School in Kolkata are Muslim. There are only around 20 Jews left in Kolkata now, mostly in their 70s or older, says Brian Auckland, the treasurer of the school.
So in any religious ceremony, now it's mostly, burials.
Even a funeral is difficult. Jewish tradition requires a minyan of 10 men to conduct a service. There's no minyan anymore, says Sidney Moses.
We don't have a rabbi, and the body is washed by the local people who we have engaged to wash the body. The prayers are read in English.
But there are still three beautifully maintained synagogues with chandeliers and marble floors, but no worshippers. A far cry from its heyday, Flower Silliman told me a few years ago. The Jews of Kolkata were called Baghdadi Jews because they came to India as traders from all over the Middle East during British rule. At one time, they were about 5,000 strong. The three synagogues were bustling, says Silliman.
When we were there, you couldn't even get a seat to sit in. You had to reserve your seat beforehand.
Her daughter, Yael, didn't share the same enthusiasm as her mother.
I never loved going to the synagogue as a child. I actually found it quite boring. The prayers were in Hebrew. I didn't have my best friends or my school friends there.
In Kolkata, synagogues like Magan David are right next to churches, mosques and temples. Flower Silliman remembered trying to observe Yom Kippur while church bells rang, muezzins called the faithful to prayer in mosques, and drums beat in temples.
And I remember telling my mother, God must be getting deaf at so many people trying to get his attention at the same time.
Her mother scolded her.
And she said, don't talk like that. God is everybody's God, you know.
It's a lesson that Kolkata's little Jewish community took to heart. For example, they realized the people who understood their dietary rules best were Muslims. So their Jewish cooks weren't really Jewish at all.
They were always Muslims. And therefore, that's why we call a Jewish cook who knew how to cook Jewish food.
In fact, Flower's Muslim cook was more Jewish than Flower, says Yael, and would get upset if Flower didn't observe all the cooking traditions.
He used to call my mommy Baba. Baba is not following the law. I'm going to tell her mother.
Now, those Jewish cooks are gone, as are the Jews of Kolkata. Most have emigrated, says Susan Lynn Iyer, who came to the memorial with her mother.
In London, in Israel, America, mainly England and Israel.
But the institutions they built still remain: schools, synagogues, a Jewish bakery. Aya says she still comes to the synagogue on Jewish holidays with her mother, even though there's no service. It's a tradition.
You just pray and go. There's no one here.
But that's not quite true. The synagogues have been left in the care of men like Abdul Khan, who hands out Jewish head coverings for us to wear in the synagogue. He is the third generation of his family working there.
Cleaning and building sab karna, guest log ka dekha bhala karna, three generation mujhe lekar.
He's not the only one, says Sidney Moses. Generations of Muslim caretakers are the custodians of Kolkata's Jewish heritage.
It's their dedication. Their dedication, they say, this is our synagogue, and we shall continue.
The tale of Kolkata's Jews is not a roadmap to Middle East peace, but it's still a reminder that sometimes we have more in common with each other than we realize. That's why at her memorial, Fla Silliman's friend bade her goodbye with a prayer of a different hue. Happy New Year. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.